Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 29th and the whole week ahead. Now your stars link with the lovely moon Jupiter, Jupiter being your traditional ruler, and this is great. If you're a Pisces who wants to do more homely and domestic things, then do so. I also think there's a connection from the past, a blast from the past if you like, but it's a neat and lovely link. So somebody could get in touch with you this week who you haven't heard from, but it's a good connection. And here's your Sunday stars. Now the moon has moved into Cancer for you as a Pisces, and this is lovely. I would be a little bit careful of the female sex, simply because there could be a problem with a woman in particular who is either not satisfied with what she's got, is either ungrateful or something like that. So be careful and be warned of cupboard love. You know what I mean by that. You're showered with hugs and kisses because somebody wants something. Well, don't be taken in. And here's your Monday stars. Lots going on in your fifth house. It's quite difficult when it comes to working through a love affair or some kind of relationship today, simply because there's a lot of barriers and obstacles in the way. So can I suggest this? That you steer clear of people you know to be manipulative, Machiavellian, or tend to use emotional blackmail to get what they want. And if you're the one using any of these tricks, be careful. What comes around goes around. And here's your Tuesday stars. Anything to do with your health, that's what you should connect with now. There's some lovely stars around. So for instance, if you want to get into a new diet or a new exercise regime, all things to do with your health is great. There's a dynamic energy to do with your vitality, your stamina, your adrenaline. So if you're wanting to recover from something you've been suffering from, your powers of recovery are second to none now. And here's your Wednesday stars. This is one of those days great for business. So if you're planning business matters, events, or going after a new job or something to do with employment, this is all great stuff. And Mercury's position moving forward also means that the mist is clearing and you can see the wood from the trees when it comes to money. So all in all, great for business and great for finance. And here's your Thursday stars. With a Sun-Neptune aspect that goes on now, then you're in a fine position for you to do a lot of the things you want to do, but most particularly when it comes to your look, your image. If you want to really do something that you've always been meaning to do with your hair, with your face, with your body, then this is the time to do it. Because these stars sculpt beauty out of ordinariness. And here's your Friday stars. Mercury square to Mars is a little bit dicey and difficult because it means that relationships can be a problem. You could be heads on with somebody. There's drama, there's conflict, there's a challenge. And so therefore you've got to steer clear of this. And I also think the problem is that you could take something to heart and you really shouldn't. My advice is you're better off on your own than mixing or being with people who are contentious and fractious.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.